Right. So if you know the density of states, you can calculate the thermodynamic properties. So this is a certain choice for the how big the potential is, 12 electron volts, and A and B are given here, so we know the shape of the potential. And then it says that we also need to know how many electrons there are per unit cell. Because for fermions, the first thing you need to know is what's the chemical potential. And the chemical potential depends on the electron density. So we have to say what the chemical potential is, and each of these bands can take two electrons. So if there's three electrons, this one is completely filled, and then the next band is half filled. So there's a dashed line here where the Fermi energy is. And then once you know that, you can use it to calculate the internal energy density and the Helmholtz free energy density. And here it's being used to calculate the solid line is the chemical potential and the dashed line is the specific heat. So we get a linear specific heat, like what we expected from a free electron model. The chemical potential is goes like T squared, and the internal energy density goes like T squared, and the free energy goes like minus T squared. And these are all the forms exactly like what you would expect out of the Sommerfeld expansion, and also what you would expect for a free electron model. They would all look about like that. And that's because even though this density of states has gaps in it and funny singularities, where the Fermi energy crosses it, it looks pretty much like this 1 over square root of E. And only the states close to the Fermi energy contribute to the behavior of the thermodynamic quantities. So we get results that look like the free electron values in this case. If we had taken two electrons per unit cell, so that this band was filled and this one was then empty, then the Fermi energy moves down to where the gap is and close to these singularities, and you get very different looking behavior. We'll get into that later. But when that happens, then the material will become an insulator and not a metal. So the free electron model is wrong. And this is what this looks like. And I wanted to show you one more thing.